The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'er brachas ma'ivet, shmon esrei birchas ato kodesh.
Shalom, we are continuing. Shmon esrei of ma'ivet, the third and final shmon esrei that we have every day. And like we said, we're saying this at the end of the day. We're in some ways wrapping up the day, bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the experiences we had in the course of the day. And also, if in the course of the day we got a little bit off our goals and our direction, we are bringing ourselves back to where we really should be. So this is the third bracha of the Shvachim Takodesh Bochu, which, as we said, the Shvachim are the brachas of clarifying to ourselves what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's interesting that there are three brachas that start with Ata. Ata Gibo, Ata Kodesh, Ata Chinin. And Ata means that this is the most basic, or one of the most basic points of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature that we recognize. That's what we say, Ata, you. You are this. Kavavan Hashem, there's all kinds of good things, but there's something special about these things, that this is mamish, the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we live with. Ata Gibo is something that's one of the most basic necessities of Briyas Olam, the Koyach of Gvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, holding back and not Chas V'Sholom paying us for a ma'isim on the spot and punishing us on the spot, because if that would happen, the world would not exist. So that Ata Gibo is something necessary for the Chiyas Olam. It's necessary for Panosa and our Refuah and for getting our Neshamas back every day. So that's something we recognize, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is you. You will constantly have this Rachmim Rabim to Kavayochel restrain the Midas Adin. The second thing we're saying, Ata, is this bracha, Ata Kodesh. Your mitzvah is Kodesh. What does that mean? The world that is without Torah and mitzvahs, they only see the external facets of the world. They only see the physical world. That's what life is all about. Just being involved in the physical drives, physical aspirations, the midas that come from the body. And it's a very unfortunate life, a life of never being really satiated with anything, because the physical world is a world that's always lacking. It always needs something to keep itself going. The basic needs are there because that's the way Hashem set it up, that every Briya that was created needs something. The earth needs its things, and the plants need their things, animals need things, human beings need their things. The Yetzirah has us not use our seichel and just focus on the physical, external nature of the world and making that into a goal. That's where we get into trouble. We start imagining there's so many things that we need that we really don't need. That's where we and the entire humanity falls. All the wars that happen throughout history, all the different sorrows that happen to people, it all stems from this, of physical drive, physical power, physical lust is what's driving the world. And that's what we're saying. We went through the entire day and we're involved in a lot of physical things. We're involved in whether it be just the meals that we ate and the business that we did, interactions, that we, physical interactions that we're constantly involved in, everybody according to his schedule. And now we're saying at the end of the day, Ata Kodesh, we realize that Hashem is uplifted from the physical world. The physical world is just the smallest, most minuscule part of entire Bria. The essence of the Bria is Kedusha. And that's a special thing about Klal Yisrael, that we recognize this Metzius. We were saying on Shabbos about the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor. The Baal Peor, Avodah Zarah, which was used by Benois Moyev in Midian to entice Klal Yisrael to be Nichshol and Arayis with them, which is the last thing a Jew should want to do. I'm an exalted nation. Why should I want to just go after my physical drives, be with the Goy? they use dafka baal peor, the strange avodah zarah baal peor, which is served by using it to relieve oneself on avodah zarah. The idea behind avodah zarah, as we mentioned in the past, from Yitzhak Kutner, is the idea of relieving oneself is showing that look at this world. It looks like such a beautiful world. You have the plant life, you have the animal life, you have everything, you have the sunlight. And what's the end of everything? All that energy from the sun and from the earth, from the plants, eventually gets eaten up by a person or an animal, whoever's eating it. And the end product is that excrement, soilus. And the human being and all the bees themselves, they end up dying and they also decompose and go into the ground. So that's the idea that I deserve to say. There's no tachlis in this world, no matter how good it looks to you, but it's just something temporary. Everything ends up as waste matter. And therefore, if there's no tachlis in the world, then adarabah, go after your tithes, chaperein, do what you can while you can. That's the epitome of non-kedusha, of lack of kedusha. Of saying there's no kedusha in this world. The world has no purpose. And if it has no purpose, adarabah, eat, drink, and be merry, whatever they say. And before we start our bakoshes, this is a preparation for our bakoshes, recognizing that, one second, I have all kinds of bakoshes, and I have physical bakoshes also. I mean, vakesh for my health and my panosa. But with what mind frame am I looking at these physical things as an end to a certain degree? I have to have this wealth. I have to have this. I have to have the other thing. Or, no, I want it. And if I think I need it because it will help me. My Avodas Hashem will help me in my tachlis. So that's what we're saying. Before we start our bakoshes, the last thing we do, we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first bracha, and the gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the second bracha, how he holds back and has rachmanis on us, does not punish us. And now we're saying, I recognize that what the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Ato Kodosh, your nature is Kedusha, and this world is just a very small part of the Bria. This is something each one of us goes through just for a few years. How long could you live? 120 years? 200 years? It's a tiny amount of time in respect to infinite time that we're going to be living, the Olam Emes. And as much as we use it, this world for Kedusha, then we'll have that Kedusha eternally. And if we don't, we don't. That's what Kodesh is. Kodesh is a person is cut off because he went to the epitome of going away from Kedusha. He's not interested in Kedusha. You're not interested in Kedusha, you don't get it. You're interested in Kedusha, you get it. And we can do everything in life and enjoy everything in life with a Kedusha mind frame also. I can enjoy my breakfast, lunch, and supper. But if I'm just doing it as an end in itself because I'm excited about food, that's what's important to me in life, so then it's lacking Kedusha. They do the proper fashion. And I enjoy it also. But I recognize that this is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh
Kol HaLashon
who gave me, and it helps me be mechazik my appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kedusha. You know that the pasuk means Gadishtem V'Yisem Kedushim is going on the Tiras Yadayim. I prepare myself for the Suda, recognizing that I'm going to this experience as something that's going to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And together we say Kedushim B'chol Yom Yaluchu Selah. Your Kodesh, Hashem is Kodesh, uplifted from the physical world. V'Shimcha Kodesh, and your Hanhog in this world is Kodesh. Even though externally we see the relevation of the physical world, but if we look a little bit more, we see there's also a revelation of the spiritual world. Hashem gave us the Torah and Har Sinai. That was a spiritual thing that we all saw one time in history, and millions of people saw and heard the voice of Hashem. That's Shimcha Kodesh. We had the Beis HaMikdash, Shimcha Kodesh, and the Siyat Shmai Klal Yisrael has throughout history. There's also Mikdushas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedoshim b'chol yoyim yaluch ha-sel. Not only are you Kodesh and your Hanhog is Kodesh, Kedoshim b'chol yoyim. This is going on the Malachim, but we want to stress Kedoshim is going on Oz Klal Yisrael. I'm defining myself. I'm also Kedoshim. My main mitzias is my neshama. And that's why I have this ability to talk to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could speak to you, Ato Kodesh. Second person, like a son to a father. Because you have Kedusha and I have a chelik of your Kedusha. Not only do I have a chelik of Kedusha, every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelik of Kedusha. No matter how frum he is or how secular he is, every Jewish person has a neshama Kedusha and a chelik of the Kedusha. And therefore, I'm in a position to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I have something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I recognize that my mitzvah is Kedusha. And when I daven for Klal Yisrael afterwards, Kosh and Rabim, for Das and Tshuva and Rufu and everything, I'm davening for all of Klal Yisrael, because I recognize that every member of Klal Yisrael has this Kedusha, no matter how far away they look, but we all have that Kedusha. And this is what we're doing specifically at Ma'ariv, which we ended the day, like we said, I was involved in many, many different forms of physical interactions in the course of the day, and now I want to recalibrate myself. Open up, stop for a minute, look at the bigger picture. Yes, I was involved in the physical world, and maybe I was even initial in certain things, and I didn't react to things in the way a person who sees the bigger picture would react. But now I want to just stop and say, yes, I want to machazik myself, strengthen myself, clarify for myself what the real world is all about. And maybe this will help me before I go to sleep, be machazik myself and prepare myself for the next day to do things even in a better fashion, use the world in the fashion that was intended to be used. Kedoshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'sel, every day we're kedoshim, every day we're mahal Hashem. One of the simonim, if I have a shaychus to kedusha not, is if I'm yaluch ha'sel, I'm praising Hashem. A person who's always complaining and always saying this is lacking and that thing is lacking and I'm upset about this and upset about that is because he's living in the physical world. And the physical world is a world of lacking. Nobody has all the money in the world, and nobody has perfect health, and nobody has all the genius in the world. Everybody's lacking in something. We don't have everything. But if you look at the Nakud of Kiddush in the world, I realize that Kodesh Boho, he gave me exactly what I need for my Vodas Hashem. So it's true, I have my challenges. If I'd only be this, I'd only be that. If only I have this, I'd only have that. That's nice thoughts, but those are thoughts not from Kedusha. The Kedusha mind frame says that Adarabba, whatever I have is great. I'm Sameach Bechelki. I even feel I have more than I deserve. And I have this, and the greatest gift I have is that I was created to Kedusha. How many people in the world have the Neshama that we have? Only Klal Yisrael has the Nishmas Yisrael. And I recognize with that Hashem gave me, once again, the greatest gift of the neshama, and Baruch Hashem, the physical things. I don't have everything I could have, but I know that I have what I need, because Hashem gives me what I need. And then Yehaluch HaSela, then I could praise you. Just like Malachi HaSharis, they have no problem praising Hashem. Why? Because if you're not lacking anything, and you're not always thinking about, oh, this is bad, nothing is bad, there's no reason why not to praise. You see the glory. The glorious creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Malachi Yeshua is saying. Woo! This amazing Bria that Hashem created. We could be in the same position. But it's something we have to work on. The starting point is recognition of what I am. Kedoshim! Klal Yisrael Kedoshim. That's the nature of Klal Yisrael. And once again, we said Kedusha does not mean something that's abstaining. It doesn't mean a person who's not eating and not sleeping and not taking part in the physical world. He's taking part in the physical world in a fashion that's pleasurable, enjoyable, and comfortable, but with a mind frame that all this is a gift from Hashem, and whatever I have, I can be happy with. I don't have to always think, if only we'd have this, and what he has, and what they have, and she has. And if I had that mind frame, then I'm in the position of Bechol Yoyim Aluch HaSela, every single day. If today was a great day, then the vada, easy for me to praise Hashem. And if it was a hard day, im kozeh. Chesed u'mishpat ashir aloch. That's what David HaMelech said. Whether it's chesed, I saw the chesed u'mishpat, it was a hard day, still ashir aloch, and can praise to you Hashem. Because that's what it's about. I know that if I had mishpat today, I needed it, and that was for my benefit. Therefore, I could yehaluch ha'sel, b'chol yom, every day, that doesn't make a difference what happened in the course of the day. Like we said, we're talking about Ma'ariv, and at the end of the day, this is what we're saying. My third bracha of preparing myself before making my request to Hashem, to make them the right mind frame, is number one, recognition of the nature of the world, and the creator of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us this amazing Olam of Kedusha, of Ruchnius, and the physical world is just to serve the spiritual world. V'shim HaKadosh, Hashem revealed to us His greatness with the Torah mitzvahs that He has given us, that Hashgacha Miyuchedes Hashem watches over us. And the third thing, I recognize myself, Kedoshim. I am a member of Klal Yisrael with an Neshama Kedoshim. And if that's the case, I have something that's worth more than all chadalei oilam, all the wealth and all and all the covet of this world, just the neshama itself that every Jew has, and with that, I'll be in a position, no matter what happened in the course of this day, I could still be in the position of the Yaluch HaSela. I could be so thankful for Hashem for being here and be able to stand in front of Him and be able to use the life I have for avodas Hashem in the proper fashion, and I'll always praise Hashem. I should be zeichet v'met to pay attention to this bracha also. It will make our life such a much more pleasant life. Things that we know, but like we said, the idea of the brachas is every time we say the bracha is to drive it in, to make it more real. And look back at the day, the experience they went through the day. If the Haluch HaSel will be because things went exceptionally good, that type of hill. And if it went hardships, then look at it in the right fashion. Instead of complaining, saying, Kodesh Boch, I know it was hard, but I know it was for my benefit, and I'm going to be mahal you for that also. Come on, I'm going to be mispal afterwards. That should become easier. But in the meantime, for what I had now, I accept it, and I'm mahal Kodesh Boch. Should have a wonderful day and evening.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.